Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gatzacker. This is WXPR News. The Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids caught fire yesterday night. Crews from at least seven agencies responded. Smoke and flames could be seen coming from a smokestack in the roof of the mill around 8:30 p.m. Fire officials say the blaze was mostly contained by 10:15. The mill was once Wisconsin Rapids' largest employer. It has a long history in the city. It was opened in 1904 and was shut down last summer. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature convened and adjourned in less than a minute yesterday, gaveling in and out, all for a special session called by Governor Tony Evers. Governor Evers called the session to expand Badger Care eligibility. It's a move that would bring the state a one-time bonus of $1 billion in federal money. But state Republicans, like Janelle Branchton of Wisconsin's 22nd Assembly District, say the current system works fine.
The state of Wisconsin has no gap in its medical coverage, and we've done a beautiful job making sure that everyone is covered in the state of Wisconsin at 100%.
Wisconsin is currently one of only 12 states in the country and the only one in the upper Midwest that doesn't accept Medicaid expansion. Audio from this story is from WAOW. For the last 5 years, the Wisconsin DNR and community partners have worked together to restore walleye populations on the Minocqua chain. Stocking efforts and years of no harvest has allowed the population to increase, but the DNR still isn't seeing the natural reproduction needed to sustain the population. WXPR's Katie Thorson breaks down the DNR's proposal for the chain.
Until the 2000s, walleye on the Minocqua chain did fairly well, according to DNR Treaty Fisheries Team Supervisor John Kubishek.
Around 2000, we started seeing some declines in our recruitment, our young fish coming up on the chain.
Surveys through the early 2000s showed plenty of older walleye throughout the chain, but not much in terms of young and growing fish. Over the last decade, the DNR has tried different tactics to restart natural reproduction in the lakes. Bass minimum lengths were removed. For a while, there was an 18-inch minimum on walleye. The DNR has been stocking Tomahawk Lake for decades. It then started stocking in Quagasaga and Minocqua Lakes and has kept that up for the last 10 years. More partner groups joined in to try and find a solution. This led to several habitat improvement projects over the last 5 years. Eventually, the DNR implemented a rule change that stopped all walleye harvest on the chain.
So we've had no harvest out there, since starting in 2015.
While the DNR surveys have found improvements to the population, there still isn't the natural reproduction needed to sustain the walleye. They're also not seeing as many males in the population. Right now, there's about a 4-to-1 female-to-male ratio on the chain.
I can tell you what the sex ratio is in adult populations that have strong natural reproduction. It's typically about 3 males per female.
The DNR is proposing a rule change that would keep catch-and-release regulations on the chain for another 5 years. After that, there would be an 18-inch minimum for walleye, but fish 22 to 28 inches may not be kept, and a daily bag limit of 1. The rule change will go before the Natural Resources Board in June. People can give public comment then. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
More and more people in Wisconsin are getting the COVID-19 vaccine, including kids. Earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration approved emergency use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine for patients ages 12 to 15. But some parents have concerns. We spoke with a pediatrician about whether it's safe or necessary for kids to get the COVID shot. More than 15% of Wisconsin kids between the ages of 12 and 15 have been vaccinated against COVID-19, according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. But that number is smaller in most counties in northeastern Wisconsin, where between 1 and 7% of kids in that age group have gotten vaccinated. Much fewer kids have gotten the COVID shot than older adults, but kids are also much less likely to experience the severe side effects that COVID can cause. So should they get vaccinated?
They should, so yes.
That's Dr. Jason Chan. He's a pediatrician with Aspyrus Pediatrics Clinic in Wausau.
Overall, kids have been the smallest affected group to COVID. Now, it's not zero, though. COVID is one of the top 10 reasons why kids will die in the United States this year. They also play a role in spreading it to others.
Dr. Chan says just because the vaccine was developed quickly doesn't mean it's unsafe. It still went through all of the steps that every other vaccine passes.
The way that I think about it is you know, it's kind of like a home renovation where sometimes things get delayed because the cabinets aren't ready or the electrician got pulled to a different job. In this case, what we did is we paid extra for the overnight shipping. The safety testing was all the same. You know, I think vaccines remain some of the most tested things we put into our bodies, and that includes the COVID shot.
He says some parents are worried about potential long-term side effects of the vaccine. That's understandable because no parent wants to put their child in harm's way. But Dr. Chan says in this case, the risk of contracting COVID is much greater than the risk of the vaccine.
What I tell parents is that in the history of vaccines, there's never actually been any actual evidence linking a vaccine to a long-term detrimental side effect. We keep very close eye on side effects, and it's just not something we see.
Wausau's Aspirus Pediatrics Clinic is now offering the Pfizer vaccine for teens and adolescents over the age of 12. It's also available at most pharmacies. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.